Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen, the Fog City Psychic, and today is March 16th, 2010. Each week at this time we gather for spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings. Whether you are listening live tonight or listening to an archived version of this show on Blog Talk Radio or as one of our iTunes subscribers, thank you for being here. John Dog, the Fog City sidekick, usually joins us in the chat room at this time. She is not with us at the moment. I do see we have, wow, we've got a ton of guests in there tonight. Paul LaBars is in the chat room. He's wonderful, you guys, and he will be on very skilled Reiki energy healer and teacher and intuitive guide. He will be on this show. If I was smarter, I'd know the date. He'll be on the show coming up soon. Paul, you're very welcome here. Crooklyn Dodger is back in the room tonight. Nice to see you. And our special guest for tonight is the Tarot Lady. She's joined us in chat as well, and I'll be bringing her on the air in just a minute. Teresa Reed, the Tarot Lady, is going to be the guest tonight. And yes, she will be taking calls for mini readings. So the call-in number is 646-929-2947. That's 646-929-2947. From the looks of our bulging switchboard here, we will probably have time for one question per caller. No fooling, because we're going to try to get to as many people as we can. And I'll bring Teresa on the air in just a minute. First, though, I wanted to take a minute to thank all of you, and thank is not a strong enough word. I wanted to express my deep gratitude for all of you who have been keeping my family in your prayers. Those of you who are part of kind of my extended family on Twitter or on Facebook know that this weekend my father became very ill and he was hospitalized. Things are complicated and they are not good. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that energetic support. We are all, and I mean my family, we are all very grateful for that. Please don't stop your prayers and sending that positive healing energy our way. Each month, the Fog City Psychic email newsletter hits your inbox, and it brings with it a delightful helping of session discounts and class information and news about the radio show and my aimless ramblings and, I don't know, more stuff, stock photos sometimes. If you head up over to www.fogcitypsychic.com, the newsletter sign-up box on that page is so prominent that it will practically leap out and hit you in the face. Thank you for signing up for that. That's a great way for me to pass on little gifts and things to you to thank you for being a part of this program. And if you're interested in booking a private reading with me, that very same website, www.fogcitypsychic.com, is a great place to get information and book a private reading with me. The best way to get in touch with me if you've got a question about something you heard on the show, if you want to suggest a guest, if you want to book a reading, please do email me. That email address is karen@fogcitypsychic.com. Because I do all my work on the phone, that means that when you call me, see, I'm already on the phone because I'm talking to somebody else, and then you'll get my voicemail, and then you'll feel snubbed and then maybe we'll never connect with each other. So just please do use voicemail, or do, now I wrecked it. Please do use email to get in touch with me, and that will make it a lot easier, and I'll get back to you as quickly as I can. And now, Teresa Reed is also known as the Tarot Lady. She has been reading as a full-time profession for more than 20 years, helping clients from all walks of life on their spiritual journey. Her style is very no-nonsense, and it's practical. And she makes me laugh, okay? She's not fooling around. She believes that we all have the power to shape our destinies and to improve our lives no matter what our current circumstances are. She tells it like it is. She speaks plainly, and she is not a fatalist or somebody who believes that we're all victims. Her goal is to use the power of tarot to empower. You can find out more about Teresa and her work at www.thetarotlady.com, and I will put that link in the chat room in just a minute. Teresa, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you very much for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh, thank you. Me too. It's I like having people on the show who don't have a lot of woo-woo about them, and you strike me as somebody who is kind of woo-woo free. Do you feel that way about yourself?
I do. You know, I call that oogie boogie is what I call it. You know, I'm a very grounded, practical, down-to-earth person. The one thing I say is I got a lot of common sense in my genes, and I like to combine that with an intuitive side that I also have, so I kind of married the two.
Do you mind kind of trotting out your bio and just tell me a little about who you are and how you got to this place?
Sure, absolutely. You know, Karen, I've been reading tarot now for a long time. I got into it when I was a teenager. I was always interested in, you know, little metaphysical things here and there, and I had a girlfriend who had a mother who was very unusual, and she used to read astrology. And anyhow, she read my astrology chart, so I actually started by studying astrology. And one day I was at the bookstore going and buying another astrology book, and I saw a deck of tarot cards. So I got very curious, and I picked them up and took them home and started playing around with them, and I found them to be incredibly insightful. There was so much advice there and so much wisdom in the tarot deck that, you know, it's never failed me. It's only failed me when I haven't listened to the advice it gives. And, yeah, so I really got into it. It's been a passion for a long time. And about 20 years ago, it turned into a career. So I've been working now as a tarot reader professionally for almost two decades, so a long time. Yeah.
Wow.
Not what I thought I'd be doing for a living. I never would have actually predicted that. You know,
right.
you know, things kind of work, and you get pulled into it, and I've been just doing it now for a very, very long time, and I love it.
Wow. And, you know, as I'm listening to you talk, the switchboard is lighting up. We have maxed out the switchboard, folks.
Wow.
So I know. See how popular you are? And glamorous and good-looking, too, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, some people may not think so. I'm sitting here in my yoga clothes, so I'm not very glamorous tonight.
Oh, no, you're invited in your pajamas. This is the kind of show yoga clothes are perfectly appropriate. What I will do in just a minute is start taking a couple of calls, if that's all right with you.
Absolutely.
How do you do your readings? Where do you get your information from? How does this work?
Well, the best way to describe it is this. A tarot reader, what they do is they, you know, look at the patterns of the cards. They look at the layout, where the cards land. Are they upside down? Are they right side up? What's next to each other? Are these cards compatible with each other? Are they not? And you put that all together like a big puzzle piece, but you also then read energy. The energy of the client, the energy, that's kind of a weird thing to explain. That actually does sound a little woo-woo.
Uh-huh.
But you put that intuition together with the patterns, and that is how you form the answers. So that would be the way to describe it. I always like to say that there's nothing special about what I do. I feel that I'm merely an instrument, that I tap into universal energy, mm-hmm. and feel it and sense it and look at those patterns and just put it all together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if you can put some patterns together for one of our callers tonight. Are you game for that?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready to roll. I've got my sleeves rolled up, dear.
I thought you had yoga clothes on. You've got sleeves?
I got sleeves. I got a little sweatshirt on. All yoga.
Oh, I was picturing like the little tank top, you know, with the little. Okay.
No, I'm more practical. It's Wisconsin. We're cold here still.
All right. Well, let's go to area code 503, who has been with me since before the show went on the air this evening. 503, you are on the air with the Fog City Psychic and the Tarot Lady. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you just tell me your name and where you're calling from?
I can. My name is Jean. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Great. And Teresa, how would you like to do this? Do you want to, like, one question, or what's the best way to do it?
This is what I would like. I prefer when we do these types of shows that we do one question and that they actually ask a specific question. Sometimes people want a general outlook, and my suggestion, if you want a general outlook, really you should book a reading, because that way I can really take the time to do the nitty-gritty with that. So a question is what I would prefer. And my method is what you'll do is you'll tell me what the question is. Because you're not here, I will be doing the shuffling for you. So when you feel you want me to stop shuffling, you're going to say stop. And then I'm going to lay it out and tell you what's going on.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay, question. I would like to have, from 6 to 9 months, job environment, is my position going to improve? And by that, I mean more responsibility, or stay the same?
That's a great question. Let's focus on your question now. And when you're ready, you say stop, and we're going to get going.
Stop.
Okay. So let's see what that environment's going to be looking like within the next 6 to 9 months. And just so you know, what I love to do is let people know the cards I'm looking at. That way anyone who listens to the show can lay out their own cards later and maybe see the math, so to speak, so they can
see
what I'm doing here. Well, what your cards indicate is that there is some changes coming. We have the Nine of Swords, and the Nine of Swords usually represents some things coming to an end, that there may be some situations at your work environment that need to get closure, that need to be kind of cleaned up. So what you're going to be finding, and because it's a nine, I'm going to put this out to 9 months, okay?
Okay.
I think what this is saying right off the bat is that your work environment is going to be cleaning up some of the problems, and it's going to feel like it's a little bit messy and a little bit stressful for the next 9 months. So the whole process ahead, it's really important for you to just stay focused on the task at hand and on what's going on, the cleaning up process, and try not to let yourself get too stressed out by this. The Page of Pentacles is the card that says you're going to be getting news, and there's some news that looks like it's going to be pretty good for you. This news, to me, indicates that it's going to be something to do with giving you some new skills to learn, some new skills to develop. Now, because that is right next to that Nine of Swords, that also shows that you might find that by dealing with this stress, it's going to get you noticed, and that's going to be what calls them to looking at you as somebody that they want to, I don't want to say groom, but they want to prepare for something else. And the final card is the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is all about authority figures. And sometimes people see that as people bowing under an authority figure. So a person might interpret that as you having to do that. I don't think that's what this means. What I think this means for you is, because it's following that Page of Pentacles, is that you are going to be developing some new skills. There might be a mentor around you who is going to be starting preparing you to becoming more of an authority in your field. So what
right.
I see in this environment is 9 months where there's tension and cleaning up. There's news coming that's going to prepare you. It's going to prepare you for taking on additional skills, and there's mentoring to help you to start to get into a better place there.
Fantastic.
These are not the easiest cards, okay? So you're not going to have 9 months where you're skipping off down gumdrop lane. You know, you've got to really be present. You've got to really be willing to shine a light now and to learn those skills and to really go through this cleaning process. So I feel for you, with the right attitude on top of these cards, you should find yourself being in a pretty promising place within 9 months.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank
That's
you.
Great news. Thank you, Jean, for calling the show. Good night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know that I know that you you work with clients in person in Wisconsin where you are, and I know that you also do telephone readings, right?
I do.
So people who would like to book a reading, an in-depth confidential reading with Teresa, can find out more about what she's up to at www.thetarotlady.com. What kind of clients do you work with? Just kind of all sorts, or are specific people drawn to you?
You know, I do happen to work with all sorts, and I always say I'm a Gemini. I love variety. So
I'm a Gemini, too.
Best sign of the zodiac.
Yeah.
Sorry to be a little bit prejudiced here. I love being a Gemini. But I tend to get a variety of people. I mean, I have clients who are young, old, male, female, you know, every different type of background that you could imagine. And so I would probably say it's a very varied background with a lot of different situations. You know, every day is a different day here.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is a different day. I'm not always getting the same people coming in saying, well, how's my love life? How's my life? I get all kinds of interesting situations.
One of the things that you had said in something of yours that I had read was that if you want me to read your mind, you need to call somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And can you say something about the client who wants you to read their mind?
Oh, once in a while you get people that come in and who want that, and they're from two different camps. There's the person who is a total skeptic, and they have a horrible attitude about this type of work. So they're going to come in, and they're going to they want you to guess their middle name or something really crazy to prove that you have abilities. And personally, I find that utterly disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
The other type isn't disrespectful. They're the type that, you know, they don't know what to expect. They are hoping that you're going to, you know, just pick up on something and bring it forth. They've watched maybe too many movies,
mm-hmm.
like Medium and things like that, or
mm-hmm.
the television show. And so that's what they expect because they just don't know any better. So I have to enlighten them. I don't read mine. I actually, once in a while, I do read a mind, and it's usually not a good thing. Usually my husband's, and he's like, you know, let me ask the question before you answer it. You know, but with clients that come in the office, those are usually the two camps, the ones who are disrespectful and the ones who really just don't understand this work, so I just have to explain that to them.
Mm-hmm. That's the people from the first camp, the ones who want you to guess their middle name. I call those people the what color is my car clients.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's, you know, I don't know what color your car is, and I was hoping we were going to work on some bigger issues, but okay.
Yeah, it's very strange to have somebody come into your work environment with a hostile attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I find that really weird. You know, it would be like going into anyone's work environment saying, well, prove that you know what you're doing, and then maybe I'll, you know, relax here. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, area code 917 is on the line, and let's see if they called in to have us tell them what color their car is. area code 917, you are on the air with the Tarot Lady and the Fog City Psychic. Your car's gray. It's white. No, it's black. It's
purple.
Yeah. I have a question. I'm thinking of going back to college, and I'm not sure if it's going to be a 2 or 4 year degree. And I'm kind of like grown up. I'm 26, so I was wondering if I'm going to next those 2 or 4 years, am I going to live with my parents, or am I going to get married and move in with somebody else? Or I just don't feel like I want to live at home. I don't know what my financial situation would be like.
Okay.
So you're looking to see if you are going to stay at home. Your question then, are you going to stay at home, or are you going to move into someone with someone else while you go to school? Is that what your question is? What's your name again?
Yeah, Lana.
Okay, Lana. Well, let's focus on the question, and when you're ready, say stop and let's see what comes up, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Get these cards laid out and see what's coming up. I'm going to tell you right now probably what you don't want to hear. We have the Three of Swords, and the Three of Swords does not show you right now being in a very good position to be moving out of where you're at. That card shows that you're in a time of lack and limits, and this may feel almost stressful or like a negative thing to you, but the Ten of Cups is also present here, and the Ten of Cups shows that your family is more than willing to help you out. You actually have a situation that is very fortunate. Even if this isn't where you want to be, it does indicate that the door is open there for you. The support that you need is there, and it looks like they would be willing to support you through this process. With the Seven of Pentacles also in the future position, I'm using a three-card spread here, what that's saying is that your finances are not going to really quickly change unless, you know, you do some kind of a Herculean task to turn your financial situation around. This is saying that you're in a very challenging position with money. And while you, again, may not want to be there, you know, nobody wants to be living at home forever and ever. We want to be out. We want to be doing our thing and being able to come and go and do as we please.
Yeah.
But practical.
I was thinking of, like, if I'm going to move in, like, with, like, a boyfriend or something, or husband, or, you know.
I don't see that yet. Not yet. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for that as your answer, right now I don't see that. What I'm seeing here is a need to say, okay, this is what it is right now. Really get into the present moment. And what you might want to do, rather than just looking for a boyfriend or husband to move in with, start looking at how you can use this time to gather those skills with your education so that you have the power to move out and be on your own and not have to depend on anybody. That really would be the smartest thing for you to do. I don't think you're going to have any trouble attracting love in your life, Lana, but that shouldn't be the reason, you know, for changing anything here. This is really a time of looking at where you're at, being okay with where you're at, being grateful because you are fortunate to have the family there to help you, and just focus on continuously developing your skills.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
Thank you,
Lana, very much for calling the show.
Okay.
I hope you have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
One of the things that you and I had talked about, Teresa, a few days ago, you know, you've been doing this for more than 20 years, and it's rare to find someone in this sort of, in this business, I guess, who has been doing this work for this long. There's a high turnover rate. Why is that? Why don't people last doing this?
There's a lot of reasons why people don't last. One of the reasons is some tarot readers and astrologers, unfortunately, are not very good business people, you know, so they don't plan for a rainy day, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly is the burnout rate. A lot of people who do this type of work, we're absorbing energy all the time. All the time, you're absorbing, and you're absorbing people's problems and issues. And it's very hard for a lot of us to let go of that. So what happens is we stop taking care of ourselves. So I know a lot of my colleagues, love them to death, but so many of them have gotten sick, developed depression, a lot of health issues, you know, emotional issues, you know, just really things that drag them down. It's very hard to see that. I had a very dear friend who was a brilliant astrologer, never took care of himself, and, you know, really dealt with a lot of horrible health issues and stuff. And I would say to him, you got to make yourself a priority. You're like a well. You got to give back to the well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's probably the biggest reason why a lot of readers don't hang around in this very long.
For me, I'm a big believer in psychic protection and I protect myself before I do the show and before I do every reading and all that kind of stuff. But it is true that if, whether you are a reader or a healer or whatever or not, like disorder in your personal life can kind of project itself out into your life outside, your life that involves other people. And it's true that all of us could maybe benefit from learning how to protect ourselves and
right.
keep ourselves kind of keep everything ordered and going in good order. It's you know, it's important for everybody, I think.
Oh, yeah, and one of the things I always tell people who are aspiring tarot readers, you better have your own personal life in order. You have to have your own personal house in order. You know, if you don't, this work is going to knock you down. People think it's glamorous work. They think, oh, you're sitting around, how much fun, you know, you tossing a couple cards and drinking tea and telling people that Bob's coming back. You know, so it looks like it's fun, but it's not like that. It's actually quite challenging and it's very draining. And you have to know how to detach. You have to know how to, like, work without emotion.
Yes.
Which is a weird thing to explain to people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it requires a thick skin.
Yeah. Any of you who have worked with me in a private session know that I start the session with a little prayer, and I close it with a prayer. And what I'm doing, I'm opening myself up. And at the end, I'm closing it. I'm shutting you out, baby. I'm closing it up. I'm sending you all your energy back. I'm bringing all my energy back to me. I want to be sure that I leave that session with exactly what I came in with, and you leave with everything that you came with, too. That, to me, that little ritual
right.
helps keep it, you know, it helps put a little box around it
right.
and helps keep me from maybe bringing things of yours into my life that you don't want me to bring or I don't
right.
want to bring in.
I do also a variety of meditations. That
mm-hmm.
for, I have meditations for everything under the sun, and I am a huge believer in meditation. I think that every person who does any kind of psychic or healing work should be meditating on a regular basis. It makes all the difference in the world. It connects you to your inner voice, so you can access that information better. But doing meditation after you're done with your workday, it gets your brain back in order and your chakras back in order.
Yes, it does. And it's, I think of that as a psychic shower.
Yeah.
Starting at the top, you just wash everything down, 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 and let it roll away from you. You know?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, let's go ahead and take another call from our burgeoning switchboard. Look, I just said burgeoning.
I
don't.
Like
no
word.
One even uses that word anymore, do they?
No, I don't know anyone who does, but I like it.
Well, let's see about area code 406. You are on the air with the Tarot Lady and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hi, ladies, and my car is green.
I knew that. It's green. I was just about to say that. That's uncanny that you would say that.
Oh, you guys are great. I enjoy your show, Karen.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm having a heck of a time, I'll tell you what.
Good. Well, my name is Beth, and I'm from Montana.
Beautiful.
And I have a question about finance, and I put myself in a bad spot, and I'm working really hard to get out of it, but I want to go into possibly doing angel card readings and adding Reiki to my life.
Ooh.
And I just wondered if those things might help within the next couple years.
You mean help with your finances?
Yeah, well, you know, help with everything. I know everything falls into place once you get, you know, your path in order. But
okay, well, let's focus, and when you're ready, say stop, and let's see where that path leads you.
Stop.
Okay. And let's see what's coming up here. We have the Two of Cups popping out. Wow, you're really drawn to other people. This isn't just about the money thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there is that desire to connect with others, to share knowledge, to share wisdom, to help other people make better choices. That's what's driving you with this. Even though you're talking the money talk, this is coming from a different place. The money talk is creating a need, and this is going to sound kind of crazy, but it's almost like that need for money is drawing you to this work, but your heart desire has already been to want to connect with people on a deeper level. So I feel that you are being drawn to this actually for all the right reasons. It really isn't all about the money. In fact, you have a Queen of Pentacles card here, but it's reversed. And when I see that, it's also suggesting that the money issue is, again, creating a need, but it's not the driving force here. It also, that card suggests to me that you're going to have to take some time to nurture these skills. Even if you've already been working on them, you're not all the way developed yet. So focusing on developing that could take a few years before you really are able to access that power and turn it into some kind of a career. So you're not ready yet, okay? You're not
That's
ready to use this to make money. I see the Page of Wands here also, which suggests you're going to be doing more learning. And that learning is going to help these powers and abilities start to blossom and grow for you. As far as this making money for you, I do see the Strength card here. The Strength card here is also in the future with the Lovers next to it, suggests that it's more about a higher calling for you. This is going to put you in a stronger, better position in your life. The Lovers card is the final card, also suggests it's going to be work that you love, These are very, very spiritual cards for you. Again, I see this being part of something bigger. The money cards are not standing out in this reading. Okay, so that's saying, again, you're not ready yet to make money. Eventually, it will all come together for you.
Yes.
And I do feel there will be some money, but this is bigger than that. This is about spiritual purpose, my friend. This is about bigger.
I just changed jobs, and I'm working with hospice and home care now, and it just feeds my soul. And
yeah.
I know I'm on a quest for a lot more than the money. The money is kind of bothering me now.
Well, you know, we're all in that boat right now. I want to toss another card out just to see about your money, because those cards really, to me, weren't singing a lot of news about money. So I'm just going to toss out another card here. And we have that Hierophant coming up. And to me, that's saying you are going to have to stick to your budget and be frugal for a while. You've got to kind of live by the rules, live within your means. This isn't time to rock the boat or do something outrageous. Taking a safe path is the best path right now.
Okay.
That's what's
going to
get you okay.
Well, I love the spiritual stuff. I really thank you for that. You're right. I'm more concerned with reaching out to people than the money.
You. Yeah, it's what's driving you. And you know, when you're doing what you love, the money does follow.
Yeah.
The money does follow. It will come. You just got to get those skills more tightened up.
Okay. Well, I thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a good night.
You too.
You as well.
Bye. And that's what I like, the kind of caller who tells you what color her car is just right up front.
Oh,
I mean, there's no question with that.
Yeah, it just saves us so much drama.
Doesn't it? Really? Yeah, okay. And and then we'll need to know people's middle names as well. Do you think you can stand to take another call here?
I would love to take another call.
All right. I do want to say to some of you who are holding, if you would like a reading from Teresa, it's okay to press 1 on your keypad. That will raise your hand in my little switchboard world, and that way I will know that you want to come on the air. If you do not have your hand raised, I won't bring you on, so don't worry, I won't bother you. Let's go to area code 646. This is 646217. You are on the air with Teresa Reed, the Tarot Lady, and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Hi, good evening to both of you. I'm so excited to get an opportunity to speak to you guys.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. It's nice to have you on the show. Can you just tell me your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. My name is Thane, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wonderful. Have you got a question for Teresa tonight?
Well, I've been experiencing a lot of obstacles and blockages in my life over the past decade. I'm 33 years old at the moment. And I'm really wanting to sort of kick my life forward, take more control, sort of grasp my career, and just make some positive change in my life. But I feel constantly thwarted in that process. So I was wondering if you could give me some guidance on that.
Absolutely. You have a beautiful accent, so of course I have to like try to pick up. Where are you from?
South Africa.
Okay, it's a very beautiful accent.
Oh, thank you so much.
Let's focus on your question, and when you're ready, say stop.
Stop.
Okay. So let's take a peek here. Let's see if we can find some answers. What's going on here? Okay, we do have the Six of Wands, and it's reversed. So that is absolutely a suggestion that whatever path that you've been on, you have not chosen an easy path. This does indicate that it has been one that has been very trying and there's been many obstacles. So I do feel your pain, let's put it that way. Let's see what's going on. Let me get a couple more out here. I'm doing a 7-card spread for this, and it's called the Horseshoe Spread. And one card that's drawing my eyes right now, it's the Six of Swords reverse, which means you've been spinning your wheels, and that's how you're feeling. It's like spinning your wheels. It's like I'm trying to move forward. Notice that we have two sixes right away, and they're both reversed. Sixes have something to do with karma. And what that means, it doesn't mean you have bad karma, so that's not what I'm suggesting here. But it is saying to me that the path that you've chosen is one that requires that you pay a lot of dues. And this is saying that you're not finished paying your dues. So I don't know what kind of work you're doing here, but it certainly feels as if there's a very slow lag time. The Magician card also is a suggestion that you have the talent, you have the abilities. And that's a very good card showing that it's not because you're lacking abilities. It's not because you're lacking skills. This is indicating that you've approached everything that you're doing with the right skills. However, we have two pages also present in the reading, and that always suggests schooling, education, learning more. That could be saying simply that you need to continue to perfect your skills in order to get yourself in the position you want to be in. But this could also be suggesting going back to school. So if you're not looking to go back to school, it may be saying to you that, yes, you have the talent, but you're still developing the skills in order to take your career the direction you want. It also shows there's a lot of other options opening up for you. That's the Seven of Cups here. So other options are going to be opening up. In fact, I feel for you, you're going to be having options opening up next year. This is what I'm instinctively feeling. Next year is going to be a year where it feels like some things start to make more sense. Options are opening up that are going to allow you to develop those skills to their highest potential. The good thing that I see here is the World as your final card. What that says to me is that your dues get paid this year. The dues that you've been riding for the last decade are going to be paid within the year. There is going to be closure, a successful closure of a difficult period. And that's why I'm seeing next year is the year where you have more options. Next year is the year where a lot of things open up for you. I feel that this year is the last year of a very long, slow process. And while that may sound like, wow, this doesn't sound like a very good thing, oh, no, no, we got the World here. You're tying up the loose ends. You're getting the closure, but it's going to take you about another year here. So my advice when I look at these cards is to recognize that it's all about paying dues. Know that you have the talent. You're still developing some of the skills to make that talent actually work for you. And you get it all finished up in this year. This is going to be a big year for you. And I think in 2011, you're going to be looking at a whole lot of other options within your field, options that are going to be more creative, options that are going to, you know, in some way allow you to really start to feel more hopeful about things. So I think that you've been in a, I'd love to say a temporary rut, but it's not even a rut. It's just been a very long, slow process. What sign are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Best sign of the zodiac. Okay. I will say one thing about Geminis, though. We've had – now I'm going to talk a little astrology. I hope you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I love astrology. Pluto was in Sagittarius for about a good decade, okay, and it really was not a happy place for us Geminis. And then the last 2 years, and now Pluto's been out of there for about a year and a half. It's been in Capricorn, so, you know, Capricorns and Cancers are getting, and all the cardinal signs are busy getting nailed for a while, so we're getting left alone. But the last 2 years also, Saturn's been in Virgo, which has also been not a very happy place for Geminis. So it's like the last 10 years for Geminis has been just kind of like we've been getting our rumps kicked and handed to us left and right. And it's been forcing us to develop character and to learn how to become more grounded individuals. So it's not a bad thing because Gemini is the flake of the zodiac. And sometimes we're free-spirited. We like to float. We like to have a good time. We don't always want to deal with the drudgery. We want a Virgo to do the drudgery. And what's been happening is these planets have been creating all kinds of angles that have really been forcing us to become more responsible for our own happiness, our own success. Geminis have not had an easy ride, but, you know, we're starting to catch a break, and if you can wait until June, Saturn's going to start going back into Libra, and we're going to start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. That also makes sense with next year being a better year for you. So sorry to go into the whole astrology thing, but be patient, Be patient, my Gemini friend. You're almost out of it. You have been getting a cosmic kick in the pants.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa. That all made a lot of sense, and that's very helpful and encouraging. Thank you.
Thank you so very much
for being part of the show. And I love that, too, as I hope one of your other Gemini friends. I love that, too. That's very insightful stuff. We'll just add astrology to the list of things that I don't know very much about, and it's always really interesting to hear somebody else's insight about that. So very cool. 803, you will be on the air next, but I want to take a quick spin through the chat room. Let's see. All right. Let's just see who's in the chat room tonight. We have Fog City Psychic. Oh, she's great. You guys, okay, that's me. Crooklyn Dodger is here. Welcome back. Dirty Dan. Erin Seitz is here. That is Erin White, a very skilled reader in her own right. We've got a metric ton of guests, and guests you can... John says, everyone say hi, Karen. A guest, you can get your own clever username through Blog Talk Radio, and then you can join us in the chat room and actually participate in the chat. High Priestess is here. Hello, Intuitive Luck. That's a wonderful name. Welcome to you. John Dog, I love you. Thank you for being part of the show tonight. Marge One is here. Paul Labar is another very gifted spiritual practitioner. And Phil W., thank you for being part of the show tonight. Starkana is here. And, of course, the Tarot Lady, Teresa Reed. And you can find out more about her at www.thetarotlady.com. Now, area code 803 has been waiting. Let me go ahead and bring you on the air. 803, you are on the air with the Fog City Psychic and Teresa Reed, the Tarot Lady. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we're happy. Can you say who you are and where you're calling from?
I am Corby, and I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas, and I'm a big fan of the Tarot Lady. I've called and talked to her many times before. I have
Hi,
to support
Corby.
Her. But, yes, I had a quick question.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. What is it?
I was recently had an accident, and I've been injured, and I've been at home for the last 2 weeks. This would be week number 3 that I would have to be at home. But I haven't been to school, and I want to know if it's going to work out, because I kind of have the feeling that it might not.
You mean is school going to work out is what you're asking?
The school that I'm going to right now, because I'm already in the process. It's my last year at community college, and I'm in the process of getting ready to go to the next one. And I'm like, well, if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to drop the classes and get ready to go to the new one.
Gotcha. So you want to see if that school is going to work, the current school is going to work out for you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've missed 3 weeks. So what kind of accident did you get in, if you don't mind me asking?
I hit my tailbone on a step-up in aerobics, and I fractured it.
Ow, ow, ooh, I'm already feeling the pain right in my own rump thinking about it.
And this is why you never, ever exercise, okay? I shouldn't have to say that again. Just stop exercising, it'll all be better.
Yeah, maybe if we just leave that alone and eat chocolate, we will all feel better.
Mm, chocolate.
That's what I was thinking about. It's just a sign I need to sit down. I don't need to do it.
Well, let's focus on the question then and see about your current schooling and what the outlook is. And when you're ready, say stop. Okay. And what have we got? First of all, that school could work out for you. Could work. You hear the word I'm using? I'm choosing this word.
Could, yes.
It could work out for you. But what's happening here, the Two of Swords shows you are setting yourself up for failure.
Oh, no.
Listen very carefully. You are... All the cards here except one is saying this could work for you. You have the Two of Rods. It shows you've already gotten off to a very good start with the school. The Eight of Cups shows you're going in a wonderful direction. But that card is also suggesting you're thinking about walking away. The Wheel of Fortune and the Sun are next, and they're saying this place has done some good things for you. You have developed good things. That's also saying your future there could be very, very bright. I look at the Six of Pentacles in the environment position, and it shows they still have a lot to offer you there. The Obstacle card is the Page of Swords, which is all about how you're viewing things. And the final card is the Two of Swords, which means it's in your hands. If this doesn't work out for you, it's because you're setting yourself up for that.
Okay.
So, that doesn't mean you have, listen though, that doesn't mean you have to stay there. You know, if you're not feeling it, I'm not going to tell someone, go for it if you're not feeling it, you know, because that's just not, that's not how I roll. If someone's telling me to do something I don't want to do, guess what I'm going to do, Corby? I'm going to do what I want to do.
Okay. You're right. I don't feel that way at all. I just feel like, okay, what if I'm too far behind to catch up? And
I don't think you are. I think if you scramble, I think you're smart enough that you could make this work. If you decide, though, that you are going to leave, you're going to be, look at it this way, you're going to be fine no matter what you do. Whether you stay and suck it up and get what you get out of it, yay. Whether you walk away, yay, you're going to be fine. All I want you to know is you could make this here. So you're not up, you know what's creek. You're not as far behind as you think. You could make this work. It's not, of course, it's not easy, but you're smart enough that you can make it work. So take your time before you make a decision. Don't make a rash decision. But ultimately, go with what you feel is right for you. If you want to walk away, do it. But just know you could make it work.
Yeah, I want to make it work before I'm just like, okay, I'm just afraid of failing and, you know, things not working in my favor and teachers not being willing to work with me because this is serious. And I'm like, it's hard for me to get around. So I'm like, I don't want this to be, like, really hard and stressful. And then I'm going to be like, well, I shouldn't have went back. I should have just dropped out.
Well, my suggestion to you is talk to your teachers and feel them out. And if it doesn't feel like you're going to get what you want out of it, then follow your instincts. Just follow your instincts. I mean, really, you'll be fine, but I think you could find a way to make this work. It just wouldn't be the easiest path, but you could make it work, girl. You're not totally messed up here.
All right.
But, you know, well, talk to your teachers.
I am.
All right.
And stop exercising. I beg you.
I'm going to quit.
Karen's using this as her prediction for not exercising.
Because I'm accident prone.
Well, thank you very much for calling the show.
Thank you for having me. It was nice to talk to you both, ladies.
Corby, I love talking to you. Keep listening.
All right.
I'm always going to be listening as long as you're on.
Thank you.
And this might be a good time, Teresa, to talk about your monthly Blog Talk Radio show. It is on Sundays. And when is the next show coming up?
It's actually going to be on this Sunday. So
good.
Yeah, so if people are not sick of me or if they didn't get a chance to get through tonight, they can tune into my Blog Talk Radio show this Sunday. It's going to be at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So I do exactly what we're doing here, just free live tarot readings, answering people's questions as they come in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I think that we should try to cram at least two more readings in, okay?
Let's make it work.
So let me go ahead, and I'm going to take area code 613. You are on the air with the Tarot Lady, Teresa Reed, and the Fog City Psychic. Hello.
Well, I am so proud and happy to be on the radio with Teresa and Karen.
Well,
that
kind of humble attitude is exactly, that's how you should approach us, with deference and humility and gratitude. I think that's exactly right. Sorry. And this is Erin, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
From Canada. And have you got a question for Teresa tonight?
Do you need a question, Teresa, or can you just do a reading, or would you prefer a question?
I prefer a question. If you want a complete reading, this is really not the forum for it. I'd much rather have you just schedule a reading with me.
Okay. I would like to know about the channeling that I'm doing and where that is going to be leading me.
Okay. Let's focus on your question, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
When you're ready, say stop.
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure you didn't forget.
I did, because I wasn't even thinking of it. Sorry.
People do that all the time, so every once in a while I have to give them a little bit of a nudge. Okay, this is a good thing for you. For you, the channeling is going to serve many purposes. Okay? You have one warning card in here, and I'll explain that in a minute. It's going to serve a lot of purposes, and the one thing is the Ace of Cups shows it's going to really open up your whole heart chakra. The channeling that you're doing, you're channeling just pure love. Mm-hmm. Whatever you are working with or however you're doing this, it's all love, and that is the way channeling should be. This is just beautiful when I see that Ace of Cups. It's like your whole crown chakra and heart chakra are wide, wide, wide open, and you're going to be getting in a tremendous, loving, beautiful energy. The Fool shows that it's going to really take you on a magical spiritual journey. This is going to open you up to a lot of wonderful new things and new people and new experiences. Your channeling is certainly a gift. is something that is going to take you into places that you may not imagine. And I just see a wonderful journey ahead. However, I see a burnout factor, and that's really interesting because this is something Karen and I talked about earlier that happens very often in people who do this type of work, whether you're doing tarot readings, channeling, healing. The Ten of Swords shows you're going to have to really work on preventing yourself from a burnout. So you may find yourself doing this for a while, but if you're not grounded, this could really wear you down. So I feel by looking at these cards, very cautiously optimistic that your channeling is going to do wonderful things for you spiritually and emotionally and just in life. But if you do not ground yourself, there is that burnout factor, and you can change that. You can prevent this. You've got to work on really becoming a grounded conduit so that you keep yourself firmly planted on the earth and make yourself a priority. That's okay. What I see with this. Really, really good stuff. And then, boom, burnout. We've got to change that burnout factor. So you've got to really ground and center. Anything you can do for that, you're going to be saving yourself a lot of problems, and you're going to take your journey then for many, many years into the future.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling.
So, Erin, you should be sure to put your website in the chat room. If people want to know what it feels like to have a reading with Erin and experience that channeling from Pure Love, go ahead and check out her website, and that will help you do just that. She's been a guest on this show, and she's going to be back on again. Again, a wiser person would remember what the date was, but I can't remember. But she's coming back on the show again soon. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks.
All right. Wow. I think we have time for one more call, and what we're going to have to do, and of course now my – there we go. I always have issues with my switchboard. Let's take one more call. And before we do that, I want to let you know, Teresa, how much fun it's been to have you on the show. I could listen to you all night.
Thank you. And it's always good to be with fellow Gemini.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You
called me a flake, though, didn't you? The flake of the zodiac?
It is the flake of the zodiac. I hate to say it, but I love being a flaky Gemini. I have no issues with that.
Well, let's go ahead and take one more call. This is area code 415305, and you are on the air with the Tarot Lady, Teresa Reed, and the Fog City Psychic. Hello, I hope. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
I can hear you. You are on the air. Tell me your name.
Good. I've been trying to get into the chat site, but it's totally not working for me, so I'm glad I'm getting through to you. So my name is Tracy, and I'm a healer. I've been in the business for, 12, 14 years.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the direction of my healing practice and kind of what to cut and what to grow as a metaphor. But really, realistically, I did a Thai massage project, a DVD and a book. But I'm a Reiki master now, and I feel like which way should I leave the project that's about 6 years old and continue more seriously on with a Reiki, or, you know, do the Gemini thing and do it all at once. But I'm not a Gemini, sorry.
What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh, and Cancers have been kind of getting punished astrologically lately. Okay, well, let's focus on the question. So your question is, do you mix it all up or abandon one for the other?
Right.
Yeah. When you're ready, say stop.
Okay, stop.
Okay. And let's see my Cancer friend. I actually have a lot of Cancer friends. They're very sensitive souls. You know what? It's going to be too much for you. I see the Seven of Swords here and the Eight of Swords reverse. Right away when I see Swords, it's saying, you know what? Danger, Will Robinson. Something's not working here, and you are going to have to lighten your load. Absolutely. And the wonderful thing is, when I see these cards here, the Seven of Swords, it's kind of like a card. It's tricky to get it all done if you're trying to do it all. So you are going to have to weigh things out. And the Eight of Swords reverse shows it's going to be pretty obvious to you what needs to go. I think there's going to be some things that maybe aren't as lucrative or rewarding, that other things are going to take their place that are way more rewarding. So you're going to start to weed that out. It's going to be a process. It's going to take a little while. But the final card here is the Two of Wands. And that says that you're going to take two very specific things and be able to have great success with two things, not 10,000 things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see the Gemini thing here. I see a very balanced energy and a weeding out process coming. I think this weeding out process is going to take a full 2 years, a full two years of slowly weaning and weeding out and releasing. And within 2 years, you know what? You're going to have a great handle. Your career is going to be grounded, and it's going to be blossoming for you.
Wonderful.
So don't be afraid to prune.
Okay.
Time.
All right. Thank you. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy. Wow, that's it. You know, that brings us almost to the end of another show. This is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I had fun. Anyway.
I did too.
Teresa, you see clients in person in your office in Wisconsin and also talk to people all over the world doing phone readings, right?
I sure do.
And you can book a session with Teresa through her website at www.thetarotlady.com, and you can catch her Blog Talk Radio show this Sunday. And did you say it was 10 Central?
10 Central, and that would be 11 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. Wonderful, and 8 o'clock for those in the Pacific time zone. Thank you so much for being part of the show. I think having people on the show who kind of tell it like it is and are very practical in their approach really is part of what I'm trying to kind of put out there in my work, that this isn't some big woo-woo mysterious thing.
Right.
This is a natural part of life.
Absolutely.
You know, and we all can tune into our own intuition to get more clarity and confidence in our own lives. And it doesn't have to be this big, you know, mysterious, wacky thing.
Right. No, we can bring the spiritual life down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I like to view it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for being on the show. I'm going to mute you here. I will talk about myself for another couple of seconds before the show runs out. So thank you, Teresa.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Out of the Fog will return 2 weeks from tonight, on March 30th, and my guest will be Trella Davis. Now, you might remember her as a very funny, gifted psychic who appeared on the show in the early days. And, you know, the early days, that was only really about a year ago. I feel like I've been at this forever, but, you know, it was about a year ago. So Trella will be joining us in 2 weeks on March 30th. There will be no show next week, which is the 23rd. I'm still sorting out some of the family issues that have come up from my father's illness, and I will be traveling that week. But I will see you here again in 2 weeks. Would you please add Fog City Psychic to your Blog Talk Radio friends? I need more friends. And if you mark Out of the Fog as a favorite show, you will not miss a thrilling episode. You'll always know what's coming up. Oh, sign up for the newsletter, too, would you? Special session discounts, advanced news about the radio show, my strange ramblings, all kinds of stuff in the newsletter. That comes once a month, no spam, okay? And I don't sell the list, so you're not going to get any creepy email advertisements for mail enhancement products, I can pretty much guarantee you. If you stop by my website, which is www.fogcitypsychic.com, you can find out more about my work and book a confidential, in-depth private reading with me. And I love to hear what you're thinking about the show. If you have suggestions for guests, I love this. Who would you like to see on the show? Send me a guest suggestion. I had a guest suggestion from a listener last week that is going to end up with me bringing on someone who I had never heard of before and who I think may be new to most of you, a really wonderful practitioner from New York City. So you can look forward to that in the coming weeks. If you would like to share your thoughts with me, Karen@FogCityPsychic.com. And thank you to all of you who are listening and telling your friends about the show. Together, I feel like we are spreading just a little bit more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.